잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2019학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표시하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm packing the van for the camping trip this weekend.
Is there anything I can help you with?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susie, what's your plan after school today? Why don't we go to the school pool?
As I know, it is temporarily closed due to the repair of the pool heater.
Oh no. Do you also know how long it will take to repair?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. When was the last time you used a public phone? When was the last time you even saw one? Today, I'd like to tell you why the number of phone booths is on a serious decline. First, it is because basically everybody has a mobile phone nowadays. The convenience of a mobile phone overrides the need for public phones. With mobile phones, there is no need to go to a specific place to call someone. Second, they are not profitable. Because of the decreased demand for public phones, companies that operate public phones have little opportunity to make much money. What's worse is it's costly and difficult to maintain public phone booths. Lastly, many cities are trying to get rid of phone booths because reportedly people commit crimes over these phones. The fact that everyone can get access to phone booths means that it's hard to link a suspect to crimes committed using one of those phones. Some people believe the city has to set up and maintain more phone booths in case of an emergency. But it's expected that most phone booths will disappear before long.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Julia, over here.
Oh, I finally found you. I didn't realize this street had changed this much.
Yeah, it isn't like what it used to be. Many new kinds of stores and restaurants sprang up everywhere.
I can see that. And you seem to be glad about it.
Why not? I don't have to go downtown anymore.
You're right. But I think the city should do something about the flyers all over the streets.
What do you mean?
With the intense competition, many stores and restaurants are handing out a large number of flyers.
Yes, that's how they promote their shops.
I know, but the problem is that most of the flyers are discarded immediately.
I guess it might cause a negative environmental issue.
Right, and it might ruin the appearance of the street, which can lead to the decrease of the number of people coming.
So you think the city should regulate the handing out of flyers on the street?
Exactly.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Come on in. It's humid and hot today, isn't it?
It really is, but it's cool in here.
Yes, I turned on the air conditioner 30 minutes before you arrived, and this is a cup of lemonade I made for you.
Thanks a lot. So I heard that you have a problem with your smart TV.
Right. After the TV was installed, we read the manual to figure out how to use the internet on the TV, but we couldn't make it work.
Oh, that's why you called our center.
The clerk there tried to explain how, but we couldn't understand. So she said she would send us a service technician.
That's me, and it's a really simple problem. Can I check your TV?
Sure, this is it.
Oh, the problem is that a device that connects the TV to the internet was turned off somehow. Now it will work.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Feel free to call our center if there is any further problem.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, David. What are you working on?
Hi, Sylvia. I'm editing my presentation. This is the cover slide.
For which class?
I put the name of the class at the upper right.
You are taking culture and history class, and you're presenting on the topic of the beauty of Korea. That's an interesting topic.
You're right. What do you think about the outline of my presentation?
Do you mean the three boxes under the title? Clothes, play, and music. Those are interesting.
Thank you. And I put a picture under each category.
What's that thing under the category play?
It's a Korean traditional kite. Koreans fly kites on special holidays.
I see. And you are going to present with Susie Lee.
Right. She's a group member, so I also put her name next to mine.
Good luck with your presentation.
Thank you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sandra. Why don't you go to an orchestral concert with me this Sunday?
An orchestral concert? I didn't know you were interested in orchestral music.
My uncle got me 2 tickets for the concert. Will you go with me?
I would love to, but I can't.
How come? You usually don't have any plans on the weekend.
I'm writing my script for the English speech contest.
When is it due?
It's due next Friday, but it's my first time to enter such a contest. It takes a lot of time to do it all by myself. I need to work hard on it this weekend.
Wait, my classmate Sandra is the first prize winner of the previous English speech contest. I can ask her to help you if you want.
Really? I would really appreciate it if she could review my script and comment on it.
Okay, I'll text her now and ask if she can make time for you.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 컴퓨터를 버리지 않은 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Matt. This computer looks new to me. Did you buy a new one?
Yes, it was delivered in the morning, and I've just finished setting it up.
Okay, but why do you have 2 monitors on the desk?
I've linked another monitor to my computer. It can make my work more convenient.
I see. Now you don't need to use the old one with the small screen. What will you do with the old one?
At first I was thinking of throwing it away, but I changed my mind.
Did somebody want it?
No, that's not the reason.
Then what changed your mind?
I was told that I need to pay a fee when I throw away old electronics.
Oh, that's the electronic waste recycling fee. So are you going to keep it with you?
No, I decided to donate it to a charity, so I'm researching if there is any charity location nearby.
That's a good idea.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to buy a new headset. Can you recommend me one?
Okay. How about this one? It's brand new, released last week. It's $120.
Sorry. I can't spend more than $100. How much is that red headset over there?
Oh, that model is $80, and we're offering a 10% discount on it.
Oh, that's a reasonable price. I'll take it.
Do you need anything else?
I want to buy a case for it.
Okay, I think this black case goes well with the red headset. And it's waterproof.
Great. How much is it?
It's only $15.
Great. I'll buy that case with the headset. Here is my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 가족 앨범에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Parker Print Shop. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to make a family photo album.
You came to the right place. Let's start with the size of the album. Here's a size chart.
Well, I want at least 3 photos per page. So I'll go with the A4 size.
Okay, then. What material would you like for the cover? Options are paper and leather.
I prefer the leather cover. It will last longer than the paper one.
That's true, but it will take about 5 days to make an album with a leather cover. Will it be okay?
Our family gathering is a week away. It's fine. How much do I have to pay?
Let's see. An A4 size album with the leather cover is $50, and we offer delivery service for just $5.
I live nearby, so I don't need that service.
Then all you have to pay is $50. You can pay now or when you get the album.
I'll pay when I get it.
Okay, see you then.
11번 윈터 홀리데이 퍼레이드에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, listeners. This is an announcement for all Peel County residents. The annual winter holiday parade will be coming your way on Saturday, December 22nd at 3 p.m. This event, which began in 2000, has a long history. Its purpose has been to raise funds for homeless people in Peel County. The profits from the parade will be used to buy items that the homeless need to get through the winter. On the very day of the parade, there will be a major road closure from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Only parade traffic and emergency vehicles will be allowed in this area. We ask for your cooperation. As the parade ends at the City Hall, the mayor will give a speech in the City Hall Square. The topic of the speech is how to achieve peaceful coexistence. We will also recruit more volunteers for the parade. If you're interested, please apply on our website. Happy holidays!
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 예약할 게스트 하우스를 고르시오.
Jesse, what are you doing on the computer?
Hey, Dad. I'm searching for a guest house to stay with my friends this vacation. I don't know which of these to choose.
Let me help you. I think $50 per night is too expensive.
Right. I'm planning to stay at a guest house for 5 nights. I don't want to spend $250 just for accommodation.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this house has a low rating. It has only 2 black hearts.
There should be a reason for that. I want to choose one with at least 3 hearts.
How about meals?
I plan on usually having lunch outside, so I don't think I need lunch included.
So you have 2 options left. I recommend this place because it's nearer to the subway.
I'll take your recommendation. Thank you, Dad.
My pleasure.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mark, I heard you moved. How's your new house?
I like it. It's near my office and the neighborhood is clean and peaceful.
That's good.
The best thing about my new house is that it's really close to the Green River Park.
Hey, then you're probably going to the fireworks this weekend.
The fireworks? What fireworks are you talking about?
Are you not aware that there's a big fireworks festival at the Green River Park this weekend?
I didn't know that. I've been too busy on a project at work. I finally finished it today.
I see. I'm going to see the festival with my friends on Saturday. You can join us if you like.
Thank you for inviting me, but I can't join you if it's this Saturday.
That's too bad. But why? Do you still have some boxes to unpack?
No, I'm having a housewarming party. My parents and relatives are coming to my place.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I'm home.
Hey, Julia. Where have you been all day?
I went to the library after ballet practice. I had to go for some materials for my history presentation next week.
I see. Is your preparation coming along okay?
Yeah, I found all the materials I need. Now I just have to make presentation slides. By the way, how are you feeling?
I took some pills and now I feel much better.
That's great. Oh no! I think I left my cell phone at the library.
Really? Let me call your phone.
That won't help. I turned my phone off because I was in the reading room.
Do you remember exactly where you left it? I'll go with you.
That's okay. I know where I left it. I'll run to the library by myself.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 여학생이 피터에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter is the coach of the Isaac High School girls basketball team. His team is preparing for the tournament to be held in May. It seems that everything is going smoothly until Susan, the key player of the team, injures her ankle. After a close examination, the team doctor says that Susan should take a complete rest for at least 2 months. While Peter is looking for a replacement player, one day he sees a girl playing basketball at the school gym. Peter is so impressed with her basketball skills and thinks she is the one who can substitute for Susan. Peter asks her to join his team and enter the tournament. She says she can't because she is preparing for another competition. But Peter keeps on trying to persuade her, saying that his team really needs a player like her. Now she decides to take his proposal into consideration. In this situation, what would she most likely say to Peter?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Animals provide many benefits to people. Many people interact with animals in their everyday lives. However, some animals can carry harmful germs that can be shared with people and cause illness. I'll introduce diseases that can be transmitted from the animals around us. Cat scratch disease is one of them. It is an infection that causes swelling of the lymph nodes after a cat scratch. A cat with the infection does not look sick. So, even if a cat you meet on the street looks healthy, I don't recommend you to come close to the cat. Next, there is salmonella poisoning. This disease can occur in all species of livestock, but is more common in cattle and pigs. Contaminated food of animal origin, such as milk, eggs, meat, and poultry, is the primary source of infection in humans. And people can be infected with a disease called Q fever. The infection is almost always related to direct or indirect contact with animals such as cattle or goats. Q fever may induce flu-like symptoms, including fever and headache, diarrhea and vomiting. Okay, since our time is limited, let's move on to the next topic.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Animals provide many benefits to people. Many people interact with animals in their everyday lives. However, some animals can carry harmful germs that can be shared with people and cause illness. I'll introduce diseases that can be transmitted from the animals around us. Cat scratch disease is one of them. It is an infection that causes swelling of the lymph nodes after a cat scratch. A cat with the infection does not look sick. So, even if a cat you meet on the street looks healthy, I don't recommend you to come close to the cat. Next, there is salmonella poisoning. This disease can occur in all species of livestock, but is more common in cattle and pigs. Contaminated food of animal origin, such as milk, eggs, meat, and poultry, is the primary source of infection in humans. And people can be infected with a disease called Q fever. The infection is almost always related to direct or indirect contact with animals such as cattle or goats. Q fever may induce flu-like symptoms, including fever and headache, diarrhea, and vomiting. Okay, since our time is limited, let's move on to the next topic.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시길 바랍니다.